This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. Things are puttering along. I'm a little further behind than I'd like to be on writing this week. But you know what? I may just make the push. I may make the push this evening and get caught up. We'll see. In order to get caught up this evening, I need to write 1,500 words, which Thursdays are normally just 500 words. But I'm in a good section. I don't have anything to read from last night, so good. We just had a few little extra things to do this week, and so I'm a little behind. I'm not nearly as behind as I was last week. And like I said, it's in a good section, and I should be able to run this out. And so, you know, I think we'll be okay. And if not, then I'll just try to get caught up tomorrow and Saturday. You know, if I can just get up to 6,000 words for the week tonight, or close, I should be able to finish it out over the weekend. And the weekend doesn't appear to be something that's going to be jam-packed. So, although I do have a lunch on Saturday because my daughter turned 36 today. It's unbelievable. 36. One of the greatest pieces of my life. Really an astonishing thing. Have a daughter, and especially not only to have a daughter, but have a daughter like Lizzie. So it's good, it's good. Been telling people, yeah, you know, after you have a daughter like Lizzie, you just figure, what's the point? Don't want to do this again. Because I don't think there's much of a way that this is going to happen again. So, yeah. All is well at work. We're getting ready to do a big deploy next week. Hopefully that will go fine. You know, tried to do our best, make sure it will go fine. I got tickled today because I was recording some little video demonstrations of these new forms that we have. And I do it because by the time I would explain how the form works to someone else, and they would record a video demo, it would cost as much time. It would cost as much time for me to explain it to somebody else with the ins and outs as it would for me just to sit down and say, this is a quick demo, here we go. Poof, you know. Let me just do a little side. Well, no. Yeah. No, I won't say that. Never mind. I'll just write an email. I was just going to send out a super secret message to Bob LaFon, but no, after when I get home, I'll just send an email. It'll be fine. Anyways, all is well. All is well. Just got finished talking to my dad. I had put a desk chair in his office, in his room there at Maranatha. That was not a good idea. It was too slick on the floor. So we got that out of there today. And as I was taking Dad down to the dining hall, one of the nurses in there, she spotted me and she said, say, about that desk chair. I said, yeah, we pulled it out of there today. That was a bad idea. So she laughed. Yep. Anyways, you know, more to come. These things that you learn. Dad seems to be doing okay. Just okay. He's had some slippage since the neurological event. You know, he was wanting to do some writing, but he just can't. You know, can't remember how to put the cursor where it needs to be. And then there's that silly overstrike mode when you hit the insert key on a keyboard and it goes to overstrike mode where you're typing and it's just typing over the existing characters. Why we think this is a good idea to preserve this in 2018, I don't know, because that is not an ideal data entry method for people who have any confusion whatsoever about computers. Because they just type and say, what's going on? Why is this erasing my letters every time I type? It's a bad idea. Just shut it off. Anyway, so I kind of pushed back the big monitor today, and I brought his other monitor in front of it, and I said, Dad, here, why don't you just listen to your Bible? So I'm probably going to pull that computer out of there in the next few days and hook his touchscreen that he uses for the Bible, hook the printer up to that to where I can print signs if I need to, and be done with it. Had some nice conversations with friends this week. It's been a good week. All is well. All is well. Anyways, today I came across this article. And I thought this article had an interesting perspective. It was called Trying to Change Yourself is a Waste of Time. And if you want to be, quote, richer, wake up earlier, quit smoking already, there's an easier way. And I thought, well, let's see what this guy has to say. And honestly, this just comes down to what Jesus said. It's life and destruction, you choose. So he was talking about the idea of change. He said change in our lives. This was Mark Manson is his name. Change in our lives. He said it's pretty arbitrary. It's an arbitrary concept. He said, what does that mean when we change ourselves? He said when we try to reinvent ourselves, we get our identities involved and things get emotionally turbulent. He said the trick to changing any habit is to recognize that you control your identity. Okay, that is true. Why can't you change yourself? Because the whole idea of change is arbitrary. It's something that you just made up to make yourself feel good or bad. He said, yesterday, I hadn't written this article. Today, I have. Have I changed? Yes and no, depending on how you identify change. He said, I could decide that changing myself means having $1 billion. I then sit around beating myself up for not being able to change for the rest of my life. He said, that's not a very useful definition of change. He said, or I could decide that changing myself means not putting ketchup on fries. If that's the case, then that change is pretty easy. But does my definition of change mean anything? So he goes on to say, you know, instead of saying, oh, I've got to change that about myself, he said, you shouldn't care about using the word change so much because that gets your identity involved. But if there's something that you should just do it. He said, it's one thing to say, I want to start going to the gym every week. It's another to say, it's time I finally change and become the type of person who goes to the gym each week. You know, he said, the first statement is simple. You want to go to the gym, so you go or not. Said, the second statement implies that in order to go to the gym, you must reinvent yourself. And that raises the emotional stakes. If you succeed, and he says, spoiler, you probably won't, you gain this blissful feeling of being a new person, which will last until the next time you feel crappy and you want to change again. And if you fail, you consider yourself irredeemable. The other thing you can do is you just say, well, you know what? I should go to the gym. So you just go. You say, I should go to the gym every day. I should go. He said, here's a pro tip. There's no such thing as a gym person. He said, there are just people who go to the gym. He said, there's no such thing as productive people. There are just people who do productive things fairly often. Just like there's no such thing as a lovable person. There are just people who aren't selfish bleeps. So I'm not really sure what word he meant in there, but it doesn't matter. It was some kind of a curse word. So what he's saying is what it comes down to is if there's something you think you should do, then just do it. Make the decision. okay? They may not be a person who enjoys getting up in the morning. There are very few people who actually enjoy getting up in the morning. You just get up in the morning. He said, for years that he hated mornings. He said pretty much his whole life he woke up late. And he said this would cause a little snowball effect. He said he would be behind all day at work. So he would have to stay up half the night working. So he would work all night, and then in the morning, then he would have to like drink lots and lots of coffee. And he said somehow he still made a success out of himself. He said it was a truckload of caffeine. He said you can do that and get away with it when you're 22, not when you're 32. And especially for me, not when you're crowding 60. So he said he began to struggle with his productivity. And he said instead of recognizing his terrible habits, he told himself, well, I'm just not a morning person, quote unquote. Oh, I don't do that sort of morning routine stuff. And he said, you know, see, that morning stuff just isn't for me. He said, and then one day he decided, you know what? Starting off the day is actually good for me. So you can look around scientifically, anecdotally, starting off the day early with a few basic routines, exercise, good breakfast, you know, whatever, greenish and healthy. So what he decided to do is, you know what? That's a good thing for me to do. Maybe I'll just try to do that. So he said, so I did it. I removed my identity from it and just did it because it was a good thing to do. He said, now I get up early and I meditate, usually eat something greenish and healthy, and bang out a bunch of writing as soon as I possibly can. He said, does that make me a morning person? Does that make me a productive person? Who knows? Who cares? I don't care. And he said, not caring about that label was what did it for him. So, hey, you know, that's a good idea. Instead of saying, oh, I've got to be this type of person, you just say, you know what? I think I'll do this today. The young lady who lives with us has decided that she wants to get more exercise, and so she's been doing good. She overdid it a little bit the other day, and she said her knee was hurting, but you know, hopefully that's gonna get better. She's young. I think it'll be better. It'll be fine. But she just decided, you know what? I'm just doing this. And that's, you know, that's a really good approach, I think. Because Jesus said, it's life and destruction. Make a decision. Choose life versus destruction. He says, and changing these actions that you have, these actions that are not profitable for you, says it's as simple as changing the action. You're just going to change the action. You're going to change them one at a time. You're not going to label it. You're not going to worry about social accountability. He said, don't make a big ha-ha-who about who you are, what the Pope thinks about you, etc., etc. Doesn't matter what most of us think about each other, you know, blah, 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 blah. A ketchup bottle is an empty fridge. What? What? So anyways, here, your identity is this made-up thing that you're emotionally attached to. It's a mirage in the desert, a ketchup bottle in an empty fridge, and the quickest way to change yourself is to realize there's no real self to change. Well, okay, that's mostly true. I mean, there's a certain inertia that comes out of making a series of the same types of decisions. So if you choose destruction over and over and over and over and over, it gets easier to choose destruction every time. And choosing destruction does come along with its own set of consequences, and you do have to live with those consequences. If you make really bad financial decisions and that causes you to go bankrupt, yeah, then you have to live with the consequences. Just a second, getting my mail. Now, I was supposed to have some packages. Oh, maybe they got delivered. Got some new socks coming in today. Anyway, so there is the fact that when you choose destruction and choose destruction and choose the destruction, there does come into the mix a certain inertia and a certain level of consequences. However, I do believe that at any point in all of that, if you choose destruction and choose destruction and you wake up one day and you go, yeah, this is not a good idea. Jesus is just sitting there waiting for you to decide, yeah, this really wasn't a good idea. Because he's wanting to help. You know, he's wanting to whisper. And so if you get up one day and you decide, I need to do different, then that day you start choosing life, then gradually things will go better. It's not going to change overnight. You're not going to be removed from all the consequences of all the choices that you've made, because that's not how it works. You get to own all those decisions. But step by step by step by step by step by step, you can actually come to the point where you look back and go, okay, things are better now. Because when you choose life, it leads to life. And when you choose it over and over, it leads to even more and more and more life. And especially when you can get things quiet within and you can start hearing him, you can find your way to abundance. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.